بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والعاقبة للمتقين، صدق الله العظيم. This short ayat I quoted right now, والعاقبة للمتقين. Subhanallah. We read this ayat so many times, but it doesn't really register how to apply the ayat, when to apply the ayat, how deep the meaning, how vast the meaning. That's why they say we go to the Ahlullah, the friends of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. We read in Quran with the eyes, they read with the heart. And how they understand the ayat, when to apply the ayat, how to understand the ayat. So just early this morning at Sari time, usually is our habit at that time, we put on Abu Hazrat Wala's bayan, Abu Hamisa's bayan, and listen to what Mawlana had to say the day before. And Mawlana quoted the same ayat, al-aqibatu lil-muttaqin. Simple translation, aqibah refers to outcome. Outcome and result. And here, when aqibah is used with muttaqin, people of taqwa and piety, then the meaning changes. Aqibah will mean the good outcome. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala declares that the excellence, most praiseworthy, the best outcome is for those who have taqwa. For them the outcome is always the best. They never are lost. They never lose. You're always smiling. So they have taqwa, nothing affects them. Even they take a knock, so to say. Then too in their heart they're smiling, Ya Allah, it's from you. They do this smiling, Ya Allah, we know it's from you. And you give us a knock because you want to give us something better. So then you give the knock a little bit, then we cry even more. Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Khan Sahib Rahimullah Jalal Abadi used to say, when the taqwa comes in the heart, the connection comes with Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, you connect it all the time. It never goes offline. The connection never goes offline. Always connected to Allah. And I don't want the connection to break. And subhanAllah, how Hazrat explains it. And just as I'm speaking to you all now, Allah's Qudrat, Allah's Fazl, Allah's Karam, when you sit by them with Allah Wala's over and over again, you go to frequent over and over again. Hazrat says, you come for the majlis, you're booking your ticket, come straight to the khanka, listen to the bayan and go straight home, then Allah will give you something. Don't detour, don't divert, don't have any other work. I'm only coming for this. Like how the businessman goes to Joburg in the morning and he comes back in the evening. Alright, he has breakfast and he's back for supper. He's only got one meeting and he's back again. Doesn't do anything else. He says, this is now business of akhirat. It's called tijarat al-antabur. Such a tijarat that there's never a loss in it. Only profit. So usually when you're sitting for the programs also, Allah's Qudrat, there's no preparation for it really. Preparation is sitting in Hazrat's program. As I'm speaking, I'm just remembering that Hazrat mentioned, what he mentioned, all the different points he mentions. So Hazrat Jumala Masihullah Khan Sahib Rahimullah, the connection of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Hazrat gives a beautiful example. He said, one is a person staying in the outlying area, what you call in the informal settlement. So he has no electricity, whether legal or illegal, doesn't have it. So he has no electricity. So he says he's living with candlelight, lantern, lamp, whatever it is. So when the lights go off, load shedding in the city, doesn't affect him. Because he doesn't know what it is to have lights. He has little light over there and he's carrying on. Load shedding now in the city, in the town, already we saw 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, stage 6, stage 5. For him now there's no stage. He's just carrying on normal because he's not connected to municipality. So it doesn't affect him, he doesn't feel anything really, his life just carries on normal like that. But for the person who's connected, everything in his house is connected, how many fridges he has, how many freezers he has, alright? And all the different, he needs to charge his phone, everything is rechargeable now. And once he goes down, he sees his phone loads 6 load shedding. 3 times a day, 4 times a day, he says, Inna lillahi. How are we going to pull through? And if it's a hot summer's night, then, mashallah, he's only looking at the aircon. He's looking at the aircon, Ya Allah, can't sleep. Can't put on the fan also. And for the person there, he doesn't know what the aircon. He doesn't know what the fan also.
So his life is carrying on. But the person who is connected, he knows the value of electricity. He knows the real value of electricity. He has to say, this is the connection with Allah. When the connection is there with Allah, and I made the connection in these 10 days with my Allah, I've got some little connection, a little bit is there. I felt something in the heart. And also this feeling, remember, we're not here to have some feeling, to get some hal, let's get some hal a little bit. Get some, like once Hazrat Hakim Sahib, rahimahullah ta'ala, he was in Azazel, and Qari Liyaqat Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, had a beautiful, sweet voice. Somebody sent his nazam. We were then at Majlis also. First time we heard that nazam, Tari Ashiqom, Medina, Tari Ashiqom, Marna. What a voice he had, sweet voice. And Hazrat Hakim Sahib, subhanallah, he was in his own mast. He kept telling him, Dobara, Dobara. Repeat it, Tari Ashiqom, Medina, Tari Ashiqom, Marna. Ya Allah, to live amongst your lovers and to die amongst them. Ya Allah, I never knew what it is to love you. I learned it from them how to love you. I never knew what it was to love my Allah. Ya Allah, they taught me how to love you. And the tears were flowing. And next to me in the back, I was a student at 1996, I think it was. And there was another sati next to me. As the Abul Fazil Bhai, he knows his qawalis and all school. So that brother also came from that background. He was a qawali singer. Big bulky guy was sitting next to me. And as Hakim Sahib is telling that Qari Liyaqat Sahib, Ordo Bara. And he's enjoying. Hakim Sahib himself, it was his share, it was his poem. And what he got among the lovers of Allah, what he enjoyed with Ash'ar and all the majalis. You forget about the dunya outside also. Ya Allah, I can just give my life away. So to the lovers of Allah, what enjoyment. I don't get this now in my biryani also. I don't get this now in my holidays also. This is really enjoyment. So that person next to me, I see him next to me, he got his eyes closed and he's swaying from right to left. And he's getting his hal and his stool. And I can hear him saying, Allah, Allah, Allah. And he said, Allah. He fell down. And his whole body is vibrating. So the Hakim Sahib said, kya hua usko hal hua? What happened to him? He got ecstasy, some hal. He said, by here, we don't people getting hal. Hal means goes into ecstasy. He said, bhai, usko pani pilao. Bring some water over here. Hazrat Hakim Sahib blew in it. He said, make him drink the water and take him for a walk. The love of Allah is some hal or something. Love of Allah is genuine. It's in the heart. And he says, this now what people, they're striving for. You want to feel something. You want to feel something in the heart. He says, no. Is that about feeling in the heart? What is the slavery of Allah, mahabbat for Allah? That, Ya Allah, whether I feel or I don't feel, Ya Allah, I'm doing it for you anyway. Even I don't want to, Ya Allah, even I do, the body don't want to move, then I'm pushing, Ya Allah, I'm still doing it for you. Because I love you irrespective whether I feel or whether I don't feel. And there's more danger when I feel. What happens now? This is lutf. Lutf means sweetness, enjoyment. Like I get lutf and you get latif. So Allah is Al-Latif. By Faisal Latif here also. Allah is Al-Latif. The one that is most subtle. The one that is most subtle in how he plans and runs the affairs. How Allah lives so quietly and subtly how it happens. Alright? Like sometimes we sit here reading namaz. We don't realize upstairs how everything is prepared. When you go upstairs, subhanAllah. Sister Khan laid out, the food is being dished out. When you prepared all these things. But in reality, where all that really came from, we didn't even see it growing, cultivating, transporting, coming, delivering, my name written on the grain of rice. But that sunny side up, my name was written in that egg. You must go to so and so. That is Al-Latif, Allah Jalla Jalal. You must reach my banda. You must get it in the morning for Sari. Make sure nobody else takes it. His name was written on it. It must come to him, no matter what happens. Sometimes they give you the plate. Sorry, but it is that. Oh, I just want to put my hand in there. No. You bring yours now. Then they give you the cup of tea. Why are you going to put it? Dip your biscuit? No, sorry, the sugar in there. You don't take sugar. The tea is for him. Allah has everything checked. So this is latif. But they say when a person enjoys ibadah based upon sweetness, so Allah gives sometime halawatul iman. It's called halawatul, sweetness of iman. And this Allah Ta'ala promises only sweetness of iman will protect your eyes. Allah's promise is only connected to protecting the eyes. No, nowhere else where Allah promised the sweetness of iman. That to Mullah Riqari rahmatullah alayhi says, that sweetness of iman is Allah Ta'ala grants a person when he protects his eyes He says he will feel the sweetness in his heart and on his tongue. On his tongue also, he will feel the sweetness of Iman pumping in his heart because they protected his eyes. So here, Hazrat Hakim Sahib would explain, Rahmatullah Alayh, that when I'm doing the ibadat and I'm feeling ecstatic, I'm feeling light, I'm feeling nice, the heart is moving, the tears are but they're coming into my eyes. He says, a little bit in there, in the ibadat also, there's a little bit what you call shirke khafi, hidden shirk. Hidden shirk, that I'm not only doing it for Allah, I'm doing it for a little bit of enjoyment of my nafs also. He says, that is not complete and perfect abdiyat and slavery to Allah. Because you're enjoying it, that's why you're doing it. You're enjoying it, that's why you're doing it. And if you don't enjoy it, you say, I don't feel like anything now. Don't feel like doing it. He says, now that's loyalty to Allah. Even though I don't feel, Ya Allah, I'm still doing it on the same level, if not, but some level I'm still committed and I'm still doing it. This is what you want of taqwa and the 10 days of i'tikaf. Full commitment to Allah, even if I do feel anything. The environment is not conducive also. My tabiat, my feelings are conducive. Then too, I'm still doing it. However I do it, but I'm still doing it. As we always say, Hazrat says, that now maybe here I'm reading long surahs, I'm reading. Now, don't feel like, read your inna atina qul huwallah. But do the awabin still. Do the tahajjud after Isha. Still do it. Still do it. Don't run out of the masjid. He says, now Allah says, He's only doing it for me. Not because there was some taste and sweetness. So this is now that maqam and that height of abdiyat, where I become a real slave of Allah. A real slave of Allah, no matter what it is, tired, not tired, I'm still doing it because Allah made the body to be constructive and productive. I have to carry on constructing my akhirat and producing amal. At whatever level, I remember Allah is the muwafiq, Allah gives tawfiq. When Allah will give tawfiq? Allah will give tawfiq when I make the intention, I want to do it. Not that now, inshallah, it will happen, I'll do it. No. I want to do it. Then Allah says, He wants to do it, I lift Him up. Now I'll give Him the tawfiq. وَمَا تَوْفِيقِ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Coming back now to the person living in the city. When the connection is broken with the municipality, now he's parishan. Person now in informal settlement, doesn't matter to him. He says, we can understand now, right now in my deen, whether I'm an informal settler, whether I'm a city dweller, by Allah. Meaning now, do I have a connection with Allah, that now when I lose that connection, I make some guna, nah, parishan. Ya Allah. Hadith Sharif says, a believer when he sins, then it's like a mountain on his head. He's parishan. Ya Allah, what happened today? What happened today? How I slipped up? How I missed my namaz? He's parishan. He's like a sadqa. Zakim Sahib says, Rahmatullah Ali, you missed it, you did some guna, 8 rakats, nafil namaz for you. 8 rakats of Salat al-Tawbah for the day. How you did that? Take out sadqah. I must be takbir ula, I must be safi awwal. Take out sadqah. According to your status, take out the sadqah. 500 rand. 1,000 rand, I must find namaz. Take out the 1,000 rand. Otherwise, he said, you won't feel it. You must 5 in a month, now you do your hisab kitab. Okay. Fajr namaz cost me 5 grand this month. Fajr namaz cost me 5 grand this month. Now you feel the pinch. Now you feel the pinch. You know what? I don't know. I don't want to pay again. I better wake up and get moving. You see, when you have the connection and it goes down, then you feel it. Believer feels like there's a mountain on his head. And a munafiq, hypocrite, when he does any guna, it's like a fly on his nose. Doesn't feel anything. Just, I must have made some guna, not serious. Look to something haram, not serious. It's okay. Then you can understand now, if I don't feel anything, whether I'm a mu'min, I'm a hypocrite. I don't feel anything, then I got to check my iman. So we can understand now whether I'm a city dweller of Makkatul Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara, I'm connected. Connection and down, I'm parashah. Or I'm saying the informal settlement, no connection. Whether it's connected, not connected, it doesn't matter to me. وَلَعَقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ The good outcome are for those that have taqwa. So if you will come out of the i'tikaf with the taqwa, Allah says, I remember, aqibah refers to the last amal. I could have not done what I supposed to do in the 10 days. Allah looks at the last amal. وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِنَّمَا الْاَعْتِبَارُ بِالْخَوَاتِيمِ اعتبار, consideration, the seal is put on the last amal. How did you fare towards the... It happens with races sometime. Alright. The person is right in the back, but the last lap, we took over everyone.
put all his energy into it and he overtook everyone. They say he made it. He won the race. So it can be now that I couldn't get moving, but now the last few hours, they don't know, this could be the last majlis also. So we don't know now the last lap, ya Allah, what tawbah I'm going to make. I'm going to turn to Allah and make tawbah, ya Allah, I couldn't spend my time properly. I didn't spend it properly. Ya Allah, I didn't do it. Ya Allah, I didn't do it. Ya Allah, I didn't do it properly. As the Kimsa would say, cry to Allah, how to cry? And you teach us so beautifully. In the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala instructs Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, command him, Rabb, waqul, waqul, and say it. Say this word in istighfar. Waqul, Rabbi ighfir warham, wa anta khayrur rahimin. Say, O my Rabb, ighfir, Rabbi ighfir, O Allah forgive, O Allah forgive, warham, and have mercy. This is the Quranic ayat. Nabi of Allah has been commanded that make istighfar and tawbah like this. رَبِّ اغْفِرْ وَرْحَمْ يَلَّا forgive, وَرْحَمْ have mercy, وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ يَلَّا you are the best of those that show mercy. You are the best of those that show. Nobody can match your mercy, يَلَّا. Nobody can match you. Zakim Sahib will say, this, just don't say it like this. This is love now. This is Muhammad, he will say, sit down quietly and say, Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Allah. Call out to Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Rabbi ighfir warham, wa anta khayrul rahimin. And then say it again. Say it again till the heart starts moving. Rabbi ighfir, Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Rabbi ighfir warham, wa anta khayrul rahimin. What do you say? You say like you're buttering up Allah. Like you? How do you say you're throwing the guy up? Allah loves it. Allah loves it. Allah also hears his praises. Allah loves to be praised. That's why he started Surah Al-Fatiha with his praise. All praise belongs to me. Every rakat he must read this. But I love to be praised. Allah loves it. More than anything else, Allah will give him your praises. When you're making tawaf also, what's it? Third kalima. Subhanallah walhamdulillah. That's it. Say you must read. Ulama say, Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana. From the Rukn al-Yamani to al-Hajr al-Aswad. Allah only loves to be praised. Praise Allah. If you Safa Marwa, then you're climbing also over there. Takbir, Tahleel, Tahmeed. Say La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Wa sallallahu ala al-Nabiyyi al-Ummi, La ilaha illa wahda, anjaza wa'da, wa nasara abda, wa hazama al-ahzaba wahda. Rabbi ighfir warham, wa tajawaz amma ta'alam, innaka anta al-a'azu al-akram. Only praise of Allah. Allah also hears, praise. Subhanallah, in the day of Arafat also. Arif Billah, Zaki Makhtasab Rahimullah, Sayyidi of Arabat, Nabi Ali Salatu Salam, read Fat Kalima more than anything else. More than anything else, he read the Fat Kalima. La ilaha illallah, wahdahu, la sharika la, lahul mulku, lahul hamd, wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. He read this almost, with his dua, he read this more than anything, Fat Kalima. He says, why? Why he read this Fat Kalima? It's only praise of Allah. La ilaha illallah. Ya Allah, there's no one for me besides you. You're the only one I worship, put my head down towards. Nobody else. وحده, you are alone, there's nobody else. لا شريك له, you have no partner. Not my business, not my credit card, not my bank balance, not my car, not my company. Nobody is a partner to you. You are alone and I worship you only and nothing else. لا شريك له, له الملك وله الحمد. Similar thing we read in the business place also. But there we add on, يحيي ويميت بيده الخير. And that ulama says so beautifully, why we read this in the marketplace? When you go to the dukan also we read this. You go to our offices, read the fourth kalima. That's the only place of Fat Kalima, and a little bit change of the wording there. That's the only place by reading this you get 1 million reward. Okay, millionaire instantly. Instant millionaire, 1 million sawab. 1 million gunas are forgiven. 1 million stages in Jannat have been raised for you. Subhanallah. You read this in the masjid, you won't get it. You won't get this in the masjid. Sahaba Ikram, they say, Sahaba Ikram, Nabi of Allah, I had to give them this incentive and perks to leave the masjid to go and work. Go to the marketplace. Rabbi of Allah, you want to sit here. Go to the... You get this sawab. That's how we're going. We're going to read this now. We'll get our million and then we'll come back again. You have to get them incentive now to go to the marketplace. So when we're there, read this as much as we can. Every now and then, we're connected. Don't break the connection. So we're connected every time. You want a million, you want to make a million, read this. La ilaha illallah, wahdahu la. And why is this you're getting 1 million sawab? Well, am I explain? Because I'm running my entire empire here. You say, remind yourself, La ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only object of worship. Don't worship your business. And don't worship your brain. وحده لا شريك له. Allah is all alone, he has no partner. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you feel sometimes I'm controlling this entire empire, but Allah is controlling the universe all alone. All alone he's doing it, he doesn't need any partner. I can't run this business alone, I need so many people around me. Allah says, Lahul Mulk, the entire kingdom of the skies and earth belongs to me. Now you just got one, not even equal to the wing of a mosquito. Lahul Mulk, kingdom belongs to me. Walahul Hamdu. All praise belongs to Allah Jalla. Allah says, you think now you got this entire operation, what you got, what, streamed? Streamline is all running, got it all checked, everything. The security and everything is checked. Allah says, you can't do it like me. All praise belongs to me, not belongs to you. You thought you had everything checked, and how the person now, you want an accountant sometimes, how will you jeopardize the accounts? Tell me, see this. How this happened? Allah says, your account with me, you can't jeopardize it. I got everything streamlined. It's already checked. All praise belongs to me. You can't have it checked like how I got it checked. As he said, now you got all the cameras set up, not to catch the thief. After he stole, then you see now how he stole. So Allah says, I'll catch you before that. But then too, I'll give you respite. Lahul mulk wa lahul hamd. Yuhyi wa yumeet. We read this in the marketplace, in the businesses. Allah, you give life, you give death. It's a reminder to me, I don't hire and fire. I don't hire and fire. Yalla, it's your ni'mat. If you want to fire me from now, from my own business, you can fire me. I'm not performing my salah on time, not behaving in the business place. I have secretaries all over the place, can't control my eyes, etc. Allah said, I can fire you from your own business also. Before you know it, everything is closed down, don't know what happened. Whole thing collapsed. Allah said, I hire and fire. I give life, I give death, don't think you are controlling. وَهُوَ حَيٌّ. Allah is all alive. لَا يَمُوتْ, never dies. One day you'll have to leave this business and you go empty handed, you can't take one penny with you. وَهُوَ حَيٌّ لَا بِيَدِهِ الْخَيْرِ. Goodness is all in the hands of Allah. No matter how smart you may be, you still take a knock. Allah says, I don't take any knocks. I got everything checked completely. وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. Allah says, I have power over every single minutest thing. You don't have the power. I have the power. So Dear Arafat, you read this fourth kalima. So Zakim Sahib will say, Rahmatullah alayhi, Dear Arafat, it's time for dua. Nabi of Allah is reading wazifa. La ilaha illallah, wahdahu la shi. He says, why? Allah loves to be praised. He says, one is you ask somebody for something, ask him, okay, he'll give. He'll give you what you want. I want 100,000, then okay, I'll give 50 now. 50 maybe next month. Right now, things aren't so good. So 50 now, 50 next month. But if you didn't ask him, but you praised him, you gave him some good words, so good about him behind his back. He says, you know, this person has real muhabbat for you. So many good words he has for you. Alright? And then you go and ask him. He'll give you more than you asked also. Because he has so much good to say about me. So they say, praise Allah so much that before you can ask, He'll give you already. Praise Him so much before you can ask, Allah says, so much praise for me. A banda, what he wants? Oh, malaika, just go and deposit. Just go and drop it off. Before he can even ask. Now we are opposite now. A little praise is a start of dua now, because so many things to ask for. Somebody sent a few days ago a PDF, 100 duas to make. 100 duas to make. 100 duas now, even one dua takes 1 minute. How long this dua will take, 100 duas? 100 minutes is how long? 1.5 hours. 100 duas. So this is that 100 duas, you want to compress it and make it in half an hour. He says, now you're treating Allah like a waiter now. Right, this. Allah, just give. He said, Allah, not working for you. Yes, dua is a quality of the heart. Dua is a quality of the heart. Yes, we ask. Haji Naqwaja Sahib would say, Rahmatul Ali, the strongest dua is a dua that comes out from the heart without moving your tongue. So we're so accustomed, we lift the hands and we start. We got the same dua, we just start one way. From the children, to the wife, to the business, just carries on. We're not even registering who I'm asking, but I'm making dua. He says, close your eyes and sit down and don't move your tongue. Now apply your mind. He says, you fall asleep. This is dua-i muraqabah. Muraqabah-i dua-iyya. This is dua based upon muraqabah. He says, that is heavy on the heart. There's a deep dua. When you sit quietly and you close your eyes and you think, Ya Allah, make me a musalli. Ya Allah, make me a musalli. See, the heart starts speaking. Now you are really connected to Allah. When the tongue moves, the tongue is moving, but the heart is not there. You're making dua for the children, you're thinking now, what the wife is cooking tonight? Just, but you're making dua for the children, but you're thinking now, what's on the menu tonight? That's how our minds are. The heart is separate, the mind is separate. It says, now don't move the tongue. From your heart, make the dua. That's now the real dua from the heart. And you find that when you get the taste of that, that's how you find the friends of Allah when they sit quietly. In their own world, they're thinking, it's all thoughts of love with Allah. And more than asking, you're just thinking, Allah, Ya Allah, you gave me this, you gave me a back, Ya Allah, to bend it in ruku, you gave me knees to bow down to you, you gave me a head to make sajda to you, Ya Allah, you gave me hands to raise to you and beg. That's how they think. Waiting otherwise. And then Allah gave me, check my empire, see how I did this, how I moved this. Allah said, Allah gave me my hands to play pedal tennis. Allah said, Allah gave me my feet like a butterfly on the court. They think all like this now. They don't think like that. They think, oh, it's all about Allah, Allah and me. To apply the heart. That will connect to Allah. There's a real connection now to Allah. Where you sit quiet and we don't move the tongue. We're only moving the heart. Now you're talking to Allah. You say, this you must take all some time in the day and do it. Talk to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala from the heart. So coming back to where we were. Jee, wal-aqibatu lil-muttaqeen. In the last lap, what we're going to do, Allah Ta'ala sees that. Allah sees that, now we make istighfar. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. Rabbi khfir wa arham, wa anta khairu rahimin. Ya Allah, nobody can match Ya Rahmat. Nobody can match your forgiveness. Nobody can match you in anything. When you want to forgive, you'll just forgive. And you'll overlook. And the excellent and the best and the beautiful outcome are for those who have taqwa. Ya, let me come out in the month of Ramadan with complete taqwa. Everything will be good now. That's why, as you mentioned, the friends of Allah are connected, always smiling. Nothing gets them down because they know this came from Allah. So the extent Hazrat Jimala Masulah Khan Sahib was saying, Jalalabadi Rahmatullah Ali. So when a person is connected to Allah and somebody has to thump him on his back with a flat palm, you know how that pains now? You so much khushu and khudu you got in your iftari, eating upstairs. So much of concentration and devotion in your meal. And somebody comes and give you one clap on the back. Oh, how mad you'll get. And plus you got the alim bowl in your hand, that thing spilt also. Alright? And how upset you'll get. You turn around and say, he said, when you get the thump on the back, he says, you'll smile. Why you smile? Allah, this came from you. Alhamdulillah. It didn't come from him. Allah, it was through your will it came, I accept it, Ya Allah, it's from you. Allah, shukr. That one wali of Allah, it was Eid day, had a nice ghusl and bath, everything, with all his students and murids walking there for Eid Salah. And as he's walking past the block of flats, apartments, the old lady from upstairs opened the window and she emptied the bun of ashes. All ashes are completely messed up. Completely messed up. Alright? We now, we go for Eid Namaz, and we're taking a little son, 12-year-old son, and now he stepped in the puddle and splashed water on you. Oh, what you won't tell him. So what words of the Jews will come out? Is that even in the kitab of the dictionary as it says? There's no dictionary for your words. Even the look you gave him also, now you missed my kurta. You missed my kurta. Say, no brains, you can't think, can't see where you're walking, what? There's a brother, look, he smiled, look up and he smiled. He said, he's smiling. He says, gee, he said, why? He said, I just said to Allah, Alhamdulillah. Ya Allah, it was actually deserving that fire comes down and burn me. You only send ashes. Alhamdulillah. You only send ashes on me. Fire should have come and burned me. How are they connected? Nothing. Whether it's staff, whether it's this one. And if they show anger also, if they become angry, they only show anger. They don't get angry, they show anger. Alright, because now they have to discipline this person. Whoever it may be. So they're connected to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The Hazrat Ji says, somebody thumps you in the back also, you won't even look back who it was. You won't even look back who it was and connected to Allah. Ya Allah, I came from you, I'm happy. This is now refined akhlaq, sifat and qualities. Once you train yourself and you're connected to Allah, then you'll understand now. And Hazrat Ji used to say, when the wife now, she takes out her sword and sheaths it. And now she's chopping you to pieces. Hazrat says, now she's throwing roses at you. She's throwing chocolates at you. She says, carry on smiling. As I say, how you must smile like a mazur. Mazur, okay, smiling. He says, you're mad or something. See, over you. Mad? Over you. He says, mad, something wrong with him. He went to the Khanka and came back. He don't know what high he came back on.
What?
High. He said, not weed, tajweed. He learned tajweed and he came. Tajweed. MashaAllah, he's only smiling. So he's trying all his makharij and sifat, getting the letters right. He's smiling only. SubhanAllah. He must go often better. You, so nice you went. So she'll thank you for coming also. This is a good outcome. Allah says, for those who have taqwa, good outcome for them. Everything will be good for them. Even outwardly, it doesn't look good. But in his heart, he knows, Allah is testing me now. Then to him smiling, there's no loss. Tijaratan lan tabur. Allah says, this is such a business where there's no loss whatsoever. The eyes will say, I'm getting now interest on the account. Hey, bank balance is getting bigger. But iman is saying, it's going to get destroyed. But the figures are getting bigger. Iman is saying, don't believe it. Eyes is saying, no, believe it. Iman is saying, no, give it sadaqah. Eyes is saying, hey, the bank balance went down. Iman is saying, no, increased. It's opposite. Iman and the eyes are always in conflict. Till the eyes of the heart open. Imani eyes open. And that's how it will open. As Hakim Sahib will say, give your eyes to Allah. Give your basirat. Give your basarat to Allah. Don't look at haram. Allah will give you basirat, eyes of the heart. Eyes of the heart, there I'm thinking, I put it in this pocket, I put it in that, Sharia compliant. It's increasing. But I don't know really where it's going. But it's increasing. But I don't know where it's going. But you take a knock somewhere else. What happened there now? But I've got this to cover that. So my whole life I'm covering up. Airbags, I'm putting all over airbags. Airbags, Allah, you hit there, I'm covered there. Hit there, I'm covered here. So I got Allah covered everywhere. When Allah hits on such a place, now I say, Allah, where this came from? I never thought. This area, I never... One of our Saatis in Zabr, Rahimahullah, he had a shop, he had cell phones in there. So Hazrat gave a whole bayan on insurance. By cancel the insurance. He can't be having on farm there, rearing pigs and swines. For a rainy day. In case there's no food in the market, I got some pigs. Alright, so there's no food halal, I'll cut those and I'll eat them. That's your insurance. In case I've taken a knock over here, then I got the bank manager, insurance broker, he's there. He says that we don't eat swine. We don't eat khinzir and pigs. We are halal people. So Hazrat gives the whole bayan, insurance. He had all his cell phones insured. And Allah's system, once you cancel the insurance, Allah hits. Hits to give you more. Allah hits to give you even more. Imagine I'm on Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayh. It was the whole masla. Whether the Quran is a creation of Allah, whether it's a speech of Allah. So the correct view is that this is the speech of Allah, it's the sifat and quality of Allah. At that time the government, the Khalifa, they were a different view. So they locked him up in jail and they were flogging him every day. So in that time period, then there was a thief that was caught stealing. So he was in the same cell with Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, who was the founder of the Hanbali Mazhab. Alright? So, sitting with the steward in the prison cell, the steward is telling Imam Sahib, he said, don't give up. Give him nasihat. Steward is giving nasihat. He said, Imam Sahib, you mustn't give up. He flogged you every day, you mustn't give up. He said, how come you're telling me this? He said, how many times I've got hiding? I'm still stealing. I didn't give up. So how can you give up when you got the haqq? I'm on the wrong, I still didn't give up. All I'm getting hiding. How many times, Mubin Khattab said also, that a person won't get caught on the first time, second time. 10th time, you will get caught. The 10th time, you will get caught. One thief was caught in Madinatul Munawwara, brought him, Ya Khalifa, Amirul Mu'mineen, first time I stole. He said, never. Allah will never expose you the first time. Allah will never expose you the first time. This is the 10th time you did this. He said, you're right. He said, yes, Allah won't expose you. He'll give you a respite. He'll give you a chance. 10th time, Allah will expose you. Then the izzat is gone. And we're coming back to Ahmad bin Hanbal. He said, don't give up. cell phone shop, cancel the insurances. So he got affected. He cancelled all the insurances on the phone. The same week, Allah Ta'ala will test. Allah will test why Allah is cleaning all the haram out now. All the insurance you paid, I'm cleaning it out. Allah is taking to give. Allah doesn't need it. Allah doesn't need your cell phone. Allah doesn't need your business. Allah doesn't need to take you down and make you cry. Allah Ta'ala takes to give. Like how the child sometimes will take it away from him. But he doesn't understand now that my Abba got something better for me. But he's crying away. He's crying away. He says, I'll give it to you, Rita, don't worry. He says, no, I want it. But you know you've got something better to give him. But you can't tell him now, because then he'll get spoiled. So Allah Ta'ala takes and he gives. The same weekend, Chos got into the shop. They got into the shop and all the cell phones went. Police came in, alarm went on, they came in, and a few of them were still in the shop, and one got away. They tell him, Mufti Sahab, we recovered all the cell phones. I cancelled all the insurances, and alhamdulillah, we recovered all the cell phones, only two or three we didn't get. Those two or three, I forgot to cancel the insurance. Those three, I forgot to cancel. Those went and never got it back. The other ones came back. Allah Ta'ala sent it back. So Allah Pak has a system where it's foolproof. Allah will give it. That's a spiritual world. So there will always be a good outcome for those that have taqwa. That's why I said the friends of Allah, they're always smiling. Whether it's at home, whether it's in the business place, they got no stress, no tension. The only stress, so to say, stress they have is, I've got to make it to the masjid. I've got to make it in time. I've got to be there. I've got to make it for the program. There's the only stress, Ya Allah, I don't want to lose out, I want to be there right in the front. Right in the front. Nabi of Allah said, Ali Salatu Salam, if you knew the reward of the first surf, what do you do? You'll take out your swords. You'll take out your sword and get the first surf. But don't cause tikrif to anybody. Don't jam anybody. Allah will give you the reward, but I've got to be there early. So that, he says, that's the only stress they have. Ya Allah, I need to make it there. Everything else can go, but this can't go. My salah wa jama'at can't go. So khair, when it comes to month of Ramadan, it's for la'allakum tattaqoon. Kutiba alaykum as-siyam, kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqoon. So you have taqwa, and those that will get taqwa in the month of Ramadan, wa la'aqibatu limit, a good outcome is for you now. Allah says, everything will be good for you. Go home is good, the children's thing sorted out, you got taqwa, Allah says, I'll take care of it. Everything taken care of, because now you came in the register of the muttaqeen. So everything in your life will be husnul khatima. As we say, make dua for husnul khatima, a beautiful end result, meaning a beautiful maut. You have taqwa, Allah shall give you like that also. You want maut in Madina Munawwara, inshallah you'll get that also. You want maut now at the road of Mubarak, you want maut in the path of Allah, you want, Allah shall give it to you. This is aqibatu limuttaqeen, but keep the taqwa. Keep the taqwa. So we have the last few, possibly, moments left. So, you see, this is the time now where we turn to Allah. Return to Allah to make promises to Allah, pledges to Allah to the best of my ability. Don't be afraid, to the best of my ability. Why? If I make the promise and pledge, who's going to give tawfiq? Allah is going to give tawfiq. So whatever I did also, Hazrat says, I didn't do, Ya Allah, you allowed me to do it. Ya Allah, you allowed me to spend my money in the path of Allah. I didn't do it. So I'm connected to Allah. Ya Allah, I read this two rakat salah, I made it for namaz, Ya Allah, you allowed me. Not that I did it. It's always, Allah, you allowed me to do it. It happened by the will of Allah. So everything happens from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So possibly we come into the end of the month of Ramadan. Inshallah, Allah ta'ala knows best whether we'll have another, one side the moon or side the moon, etc. Insan is weak after all. خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ هَلُوعَ ضَعِيفَ. He's weak. Right? He has mixed emotions, mixed feelings. Then hope Eidaka comes to an end also. Then tomorrow is Eid. At the same time too, I don't want it to get over. So usually I ask the students in madrasa, I say, you're not tired of home. You're not tired of home. All life you're at home, still want to go back home. I said, at least think now. You don't get tired of sitting at home. Sit in the house of Allah. You just got a mindset. Just want to get home. And for what really? We find also people are rushing out of the masjid. Rushing to... I said, but what's the rush? Something happening? No. What's the rush? You can't wait for the car to go. You're flashing one way, but make quick. What's the rush? He doesn't know what he's rushing for. It's just a mindset. It's just, what's the rush? Why you can't show some akhlaq? What's the problem? Somebody waiting for you? You got some emergency? No. So be patient. A little bit sabr. A little bit sabr. Let the person pass. Give him way at least. And now then you show him different sign languages, etc. But what's the rush? What's it for? Don't know. Just rushing. But when he comes to rushing for namaz, no. Rushing nikah, no. Rushing janazah, no. Everything else will rush. Rushing out of the masjid, the person blocked me. Hey, now, guns are blazing outside. Like, what's the rush for? He can't give you an answer. Make sabr. You two rakat namaz. Inshallah, you get the share in it. You get it. You didn't read it, he's reading it. Alright? So coming back, my dear brothers, we have this few moments left, we don't know. Insan is kamzor, he's weak also, he wants to go home. But think now, at home, how much am I at home now? Should be tired of the house now. Now, give my time to the house of Allah. After 40, 45, now this is my house. House of Allah is my life. This is where I want to live, this is where I want my mood to come also. Not in my bedroom at home. Not in my bedroom at home. Here in the house of Allah, better I go here. Coming to the masjid, or leaving the masjid, or sitting in the masjid. Ya Allah, take me when I'm in your house. Then I got my one-way ticket, inshallah. One-way ticket, he made it. I remember we had our one agent, he was a travel agent. Haji Randri, what is it? Ahmadi Randri or something. Very old travel agent, sent me for Hajj before. It was the animal, huh? Ahmadi Randri, wonderful person. So accommodate all the Hajjis, he'll make a plan for you. I'll get you a room, nobody come away. That time you can't book online and booking.com, etc. Alright. You go Medina Sharif, he's in Makkah, you phone him from the call box. Say, yeah, come, I'll make a plan for you. Come away, come away. Somehow you make a plan for the Hajjis. Wonderful person. And subhanAllah, what a mot Allah gave him also. I still remember that morning. Saturday morning, there was Shab Guzari. Friday night, Masjid Hilal, they have a program, weekly Ijtima. It finishes the next morning, Saturday morning after Ishraq. So it was his habit, he used to come Saturday morning Fajr to Hilal to listen to the bayan. Because he was old, he used to sit on the chair, perform namaz, going about hefty also and bulky. So he used to read salah on the top floor. So from there, you could see the imam in front of him. So it was our turn for imamat also. So started the namaz as normal, etc. Not realizing what's happening upstairs. So sitting on his chair, he finished his sunnats. And namaz just started, he started his namaz. One of our satis, it was Ridwan Parag, somebody was reading his sunnah next to him. Then he hears him, he just started, began to go to one side. He said, Allah, Allah. And he passed away. In salah, wa laqibatul muttaqeen. How many du'as of a hadith he must have taken in his life? Allah Ta'ala loved it. In the house of Allah, started the Fajr salah to the name of Allah. And there on his chair, he passed away in the house of Allah. What a Mubarak mot. Half the life he took up maybe in Baytullah, taking people to Baytullah. Baytullah, Allah Ta'ala gave him the Masjid, Allah's house there also. Beautiful outcome. What a bonus Allah Pak had given him. So just on this taqwa only. And what is taqwa? Taqwa means to refrain. Taqwa means to refrain. Don't do. Allah said, don't do it. Don't do that. Taqwa means abstain, refrain, be cautious. Beautiful ulama explained taqwa, literal meaning of taqwa, what does it mean? Taqwa literally means to be careful, to be cautious. To be careful, to be cautious, this is taqwa. They explain this. The taqwa is that antaj'ala baynaka wa bayna ma takhafu minhu tuqatan. That what you have fear for, what you have fear for, you build a barrier between yourself and that. You say, he's muttaqi. Meaning now, he's cautious. But they give few examples. A person is living near the Kruger National Park, for example, bottom plot over there. Now there's lions there, there's wild animals over there, there's big five. Alright? So what he does, he puts a big fence around his property. He says, so in literal meaning, he's muttaqi. He's protecting his property because of the wild animals. If he's living along the coast, right, below sea level, he builds a dike. Big thick wall over there. They say, he got taqwa. He's protecting his property. There's little meaning. In Sharia, what is taqwa? Those things you fear that will take you away from Allah, you put a barrier. You put a barrier. My cell phone is a problem, I put a barrier. Come in the house, leave it. Whatever it may be, I put a barrier there. put a barrier there so I can't venture into that haram activity. That is taqwa. Hadith Sharif says, فَاتَّقُوا النَّارِ فَاتَّقُوا Fear the fire of Jahannam. Build a wall between you and the fire of Jahannam. How, Nabi of Allah? وَلَوْ بِشِقِّ tamra. Subhanallah. Build a wall, a barrier between you and the fire of Jahannam, even though it be a piece of khajur also. A piece of date, give that in the path of Allah, it will become a wall for you between you and the fire of Jahannam. Just a sidqa little bit. So build as much as you can, this is taqwa. So build the taqwa as much as we can between ourselves and our gunas and sins. So build the taqwa now. Think, where's the avenues? Allah Ta'ala has not activated my taqwa. How do I build these barriers? That's why I mentioned these four things are the biggest barriers for guna. Biggest barriers, as I keep saying. This zamana, the biggest barriers to save you from the fire of Jahannam and to sit in the sewage of stool and urine. The biggest barrier, the four things, keep your beard. You already got one barrier. Set up already. One barrier. Even if you do something wrong, hey, Dari Wala, what are you doing here? What are you doing here? Well, your khanka topi and sting. Oh, it's from the akhtari. They report you. They report you. You bear to so and so, we know where you're from. So already, you see, this is sunnat libas already. Sunnat dressing is a barrier already. You got beard already, they know you're Musliman. Got topi already, Musliman. Your hair is right also, they know. Your pants above your ankles, that will save you from your ankles being to the fire of Jahannam. You put your barrier. Is that a small masala, as it says? Is that a small masala? If you know, wife phoned you, there's a snake in the room. There's a snake in the room. You say, hold on, lock the door. Call a pest control or snake control, whatever. Right, can't go in the room. Right, I saw it here, I saw it there. You finished, you won't even go in the room. Even in the ticket out also, you got creeps. This is, we already know in the qabr, by default, there's already a snake there. My qabr already has a snake. It's there already. I will build my dike, my fence of taqwa between me and the snake. Because by default, every qabr has a snake there waiting. And scorpions, they're already waiting. They say, don't think now for somebody else. No, it's for that guy now. He's a shaitan. Shaitan kabab hai. He's a shaitan kabab. Now realizing, he says, you're a kabab. You call him shaitan kabab, meaning shaitan's father he is. But you act like one? Kabab also. You're doing the wrong thing. Rolling in. Kabab is around. So you're rolling in haram also. Father says now, he got the flu and you're laughing at him. Hey, you look like a sick fowl, sneezing away. But you got cancer. But you're laughing at him that he got the flu, but not looking at yourself, what you got. You see, by default, already in the cupboard, the snake is there. But all my bad amal is already there, the serpent is waiting. He said, build your fence now before you reach there. Get taqwa before the moon is sighted. Start saying to Allah, I'm keeping the beard. All my garments, I'm going to the tailor. Please sort out my garments. I can't wear it below my ankles. Is that a joke? Once I get in there, he's going to come with my ankles with a snake. And he's not going to leave it. Then you can't fight him. He's going to come for my face after that. He says, it's there already. Don't think it's with somebody else. He's already waiting for your qabr has been designated. Minha khalaqnakum wa fiha nu'idukum. You created from there, you're going to go back in there. You're not going anywhere else. You're going only one direction. So it's already there. The scorpions are there, the snakes are there, the worms are there, they're waiting. And once you go in there, the Hadith Sharif, it is going to tell you that you're not welcome here. From all the people walking the earth, you're the worst. Now you came to me, I'll show you how I'll deal with you. You never got time to put your head down on the ground, now you're underground. You never had time now to walk. Quran says, don't walk with pride. Don't walk with pride. You walk with pride on me, now your pride will come out on the ground. That's why we say when you come out from the masjid also, don't bang your shoes on the floor. Some people just bang their shoes, leave it there. Say, hey, don't bang your shoes. One day you will be under this ground. Treat the ground nicely, it will treat you nicely also. So that underground is waiting. There's no way out from there. We have to go there, my dear brothers. Including myself, all of us, it's a reality. The muzakara is subi, first of all. Hazrat Giz Bayana recently says, it's there already. Don't think it's a joke. The snake is already there. Your name is already on it. And he has such poison and venom it has. Hadith Sharif says, if the venom is to come, one time it has spit on the earth, not a blade of grass will ever grow again. What poison, once it bites you, it gives it to your bloodstream. Quran says, that, وَدْعُوا ثُبُورًا person will cry to die, but he can't die. He'll cry in the qabr and qiyamah day, Ya Allah, let me die and be relieved. Allah says, cry a million times or more, you won't die. You'll just suffer and suffer with that fever and the pain and the pain, and it won't give up. Allah says, I warned you, I warned you, I warned you, the warner came to you. Ja'akum bashiru wa nadhir. The bearer of glad tidings came and the warner came. I said, my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu salam, he took hiding for you, he cried for you, he made sajda for you, his feet swelled for you, but you didn't take heed. You didn't take heed. I sent him to you. One is another says, Allah just revealed the Quran. You reveal the Quran like you never get. Right, I send you GPS also. Allah said, no, I didn't only send you Quran and GPS, I send you the guide also. And my guide took hiding for you. At Baytullah also they dumped intestines upon him. But then too, you didn't take heed. You still thought now the qabr was a joke. And he still went against his sunnah. So all this thing, Hazrat Kimsab says, build that barrier, keep the beard. Pick up our garments, look after our eyes, look after our thoughts. We're working for akhirat. Now you build your dike. Now you build your fence. Solid, solidify it. You know, for the fence in dunya, what we need? What engineers we hire right now? How much steel we need? How much this we need? How much that we need? We'll pay him for it. As it says, engineers in the majlis are giving you free of charge advice. We're telling you, become men of steel right now, of taqwa. We're telling you free advice. As I say, because it's free, so we don't appreciate it. As it was, you don't appreciate it because it's free of charge. But we hire the best engineer. We'll pay him premium. And we want the wall like this and like that, so much of steel, and we'll pay for it. But I want the wall, no cracks. I give me the certificate also. The thing is done 100%. He says, here Allah has sent to you free warners. Free warners, take heed and build your wall with steel and iron of taqwa, that nothing can break it now. That nothing can break it. This is what all the majlis is about. Then we'll see that the beautiful outcome are for those of taqwa. So we're coming off from i'tikaf. Now is the time to cry to Allah, to turn to Allah. And subhanAllah, all the beautiful lessons we learned from Hazrat. He says, to get your work done with Allah, to get your work done with Allah is easier than getting your work done with makhluk. To convince the makhluk is very difficult. To convince the creation is very difficult. Tell me which husband can say that my wife, she trusts me 100%. She has confidence in me. I just say one time, she says, you're the boss. Can't even convince the wife, because she knows you through and through. Even if you try to pretend also, she says, oh, you're bluffing. Who are you bluffing? Right? She won't even believe you too. No matter how much you try to change to, you still to the goalpost, just goes further on. Right? I did this so much, alhamdulillah. I did this so much, then to Allah made it like that. They keep us running, alhamdulillah, in the right direction. So this, what I'm saying. No, it's, how I get to this point now? La ilaha. To convince. Jazakallah khair. To convince Allah is much easier. To convince Allah is much easier. Allah says, if you can't cry, what you must do? Pretend you're crying. I'll believe you pretend also. I'll even believe you pretend also. I believe that. Dunya, you can't pretend. They say he's lying. Have you got a term also? Crocodile tears. They say crocodile tears. Allah says, even you take a crocodile tears. Even you put the wig settle, but like how you did for school to duck. Put the wigs, you put the greenments and everything, and take out the tears. Allah says, even that will believe you. Even on that will give you so much. Just on your pretense. Hadith Sharif is saying, if you can't cry, tabako. Tabako means, you pretend you're crying. Make faces. Make faces also, you have to pretend, put some tears there too. Ya Allah, Allah says, my banda, see, he's crying. He says, Allah will believe even your pretense. Insan won't believe you. Insan won't believe you. Even somebody staff tell you, but boss, it was like that. I don't think that. This guy is catching me. Allah never says, be catching him. Never. Even if you're planning to make the guna, and I'm saying, Allah, I'm sorry. Allah says, I believe him. Why? Because Allah Ta'ala's hukam and command is, don't think bad of anyone. Haram to think bad of anyone. You can't think bad of anyone. Now, if I'm saying to Allah like this,
He said, don't think bad of Allah, that Allah is thinking bad of me. But Allah would say, hey, he's pretending. I'm not going to forgive him. They catch him. No, no. Not like us. They say, catch him. He's just speaking lies. Allah says, no. Malaika, he's speaking, leave him. Give him a chance. Give him a chance. Let's see now what he's going to do. I've already forgiven him. I've already forgiven him. That is Allah. As I explained, how a person, the boss has, he hired three workers. Hired three workers, and this is the wage for the day. The two of them now, they got the shovel in their hand, and they're digging the trench. The boss is sitting now in the office, and he's seeing how they're doing. Right? He told them from 8 to 5, I want that work done. So two of them, they're doing the work. Third guy now, he saw the boss not looking, he got his shovel there, and he's telling them jokes. He said, oh, carry on walking. Right? And he's joking and he's laughing away. And the boss is looking at him. He said, let him come. Let him come 5 o'clock. I'll show him with the same spade I'll show him. So he says now, he comes 5 o'clock. They're cleaning up. He too will clean up. And him standing in the line of bus. Work is done. But he didn't do anything. He was just a little bit throwing here and there, throwing here. But he did nothing. Those two guys did all the work. He said, what you'll give him? We'll give him one clout. He said, what you did? I saw you today. You were joking and laughing only. At the cup, you were joking and laughing only. And now you want everything. He said, Allah is not like that. Allah is that like that. Allah is such when you come and say, when he comes to the bus, you finish the work. Hey, you look at him. He said, look at this guy. I know what he was doing. I know. Because sometimes the missus at home. And she tells the maid, lot of ironing, please do it. She gets the eye of the domestic and she takes out her phone. She's checking her phone. The missus here. She's back on the phone again. She's back on the phone. You see, even so the time is up, I could have finished the ironing. Oh. When you come home at night, you know, I'm tired of this domestic now. Alright? Hold you on the cell phone. You gave her the password for the Wi-Fi also. Now look at her. Not done the work. You say, never mind now. Just pay her end of the month. No, I'm deducting. I'm cutting her wage. What do you say? Never mind. Just keep it. See, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's no simile to Allah. There's no equal to Allah. When a banda comes with broken a'mal also, he's in the same queue. He's in the same queue. And now all the mu'taqifeen and all the muttaqis, all the heavyweights, they made the tahajjud and everything else. He's joining the queue. You see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you see, when you get a boss that comes now, and he said, I told you all 150 for the day, I did a good job, I'm giving you all 250. Allah gives like that. Allah gives like that. You came broken a'mal, that little bit, he tried. He tried, never mind. Supposed to give you so much, and they're doubling it for you. Why? So you come again. So you come again. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's system. To understand Allah is easier to understand the makhluk. To understand the system of Allah is easier than to understand the system of the makhluk, because you don't know what the staff is going to do, you don't know what the wife is going to say, she doesn't know what you're going to say. And what she says, this man, I can't understand him still. Still can't understand him. But when he comes to Allah, it's straightforward. Ya Allah, I'm sorry. Allah say, forgive me. Tell the wife, you're sorry. He say, okay, make maaf. Forgiven but not forgotten. Not forgotten. Allah says, forgiven and forgotten. No record. This is taqwa. How beautiful our deen is. But they say, do these four things. Keep the beard, keep the topi on, pick up the pants, pick up the garb, etc. Sleeping time also, there we say, don't pick up the garb so much now, you're walking in the house with short pants. Not so high also. Alright, not to that extent now. Not to that extent, the satr must be covered. So these few things you got to do in this zamana, as the Kimsaf says, you become the wali of Allah. Allah will make you his friend. Control the eyes, I don't need haram in the house, take it out. All the time look at haram, look at my wife, look at my children, look at my Quran. Make my zikr of Allah, you become the beloved of Allah. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq understanding. I'll just conclude on this few nasihat of Hazakim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. Barakat of reading from what the nasihat is. I'll read the Urdu and I'll translate inshallah. It's just a small page of nasihat. Hazrat mentions over here, Ramzan ke akhiri ayyam ki barakate bhi samet lijiye. In the last few moments of the barakat of Ramadan, cash in on that also. Don't let it go. What happens? We get a bit complacent. And I think this slips out. Now we're already preparing, right, the cubicle now, in case they see the moon tonight. So I'm already packing the bag a little bit, you know, all things lying around, just keep it away. So I don't pack up too much.
So I'm busy in death right now. So when the car comes, I'm ready to move. So he says, the last moments. Ramzan ke akhiri din ki bhi qadar kar le. The last day of the month of Ramadan, appreciate that day also. Appreciate that day also. Lihaza ziyada kab shab mein waqt zai na kare. Therefore, don't waste your time in gab shab. What's the gab shab? Just talking. Don't waste your time in talking. Now the last few moments, now you're talking about Eid and this way you get for Eid namaz. So don't waste your time with that. Now take out this bee, take out your Quran. Jo mu'takif nahi hai, those are not in i'tikaf. Unhe bhi chahe ke aaj ka din ghanimat samajh kar, wuzu wagaira karke masjid nafli i'tikaf ki niyat kar le. See, even though it's i'tikaf, he says, go make your wuzu, regard the time to be valuable, and make i'tikaf for the half day at least. Because you don't know whether you're going to get the day. Again, even if you're not in i'tikaf. And when you come out to the masjid, chahe aadhe ek ghanta ke liye hi sahi, even if it be for 1 hour or half an hour also, but come away to the masjid, and you don't know what aqibatu, the last moment, the outcome is based on the last moment. The last few hours, the whole outcome of your life ahead is based upon the last few moments of the month of Ramadan. Ramzan ki barakaton mein se jate jate bhi kuch loot le. He says the last few moments of the month of Ramadan, loot le, or you say loot. Loot it. Loot how much you can. Loot law means, in English it means loot. And Allah wants you to loot it. Take how much you can take right now. The doors are open. The gates are open. Take how much you can. Shayad Ramzan ka ye akhiri din hi Allah ke yaha qabul ho jaye. It's possible that the entire month of Ramadan's acceptance is based upon this last day. It's upon the last day. So you don't know that like how when it comes to eating, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, make sure you take the last morsel also. Don't leave food behind because you don't know which morsel Allah has kept the barakat. It could be the last one over there. So make sure you consume that. That one there was your shifa. And that now was the power for your tahajjud. The last morsel. But now you didn't worry, just threw it away. Said that all the barakat was in there. Or hamara kaam ban jaye. We don't know possibly the last moment. The whole month is based upon the last day. And our work is done, dunya and akhirat. Aaj ke din, jisne Allah se Allah ko nahi manga, mere nazdeek usne kuch nahi manga. Zakir Shah says, according to me, on the last day, the person on the last day didn't ask Allah for Allah. Didn't ask Allah, agar koi mujhse puche, main kya mangta hu? Ya Allah, ask what I'm asking for. May Allah se khuda mangta hu. Ya Allah, I'm asking Allah for you. O ho jaye mera, main ho jaun uska. Ya Allah, that I become yours and you become mine, my work is done. My work is done, Ya Allah. You take me into your god, into your lap, Ya Allah, never to let me go. Don't leave my hand. You say, I'm only asking Allah for this. Once Allah makes me His, Zakir Sahab says, tu mera, tu sab kuch meri. Asman meri, or zameen mera. Ya Allah, if you become mine, everything is mine. Skies are mine, the earth is mine. Everything I touch, Ya Allah, you just give me. The skies now will rain down barakat upon me, and the earth also will give me barakat. Everywhere I go, I'll be moving with barakat only. So here it says that according to me on the last day of Ramadan, a person never asked Allah for Allah, then he asked for nothing really. He didn't ask for anything. The whole month got wasted. Allah Ta'ala apni rahmat se pure Ramadan bhar ki hamari khotaiyon ko, na laiqo ko, bad nigahiyon ko, کانوں کے گناہ, دل کے گناہ, انگوں کے گناہ, سب کو معاف کر دے. It's possible on this last day of the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take us into His rahmat and all our shortcomings. Na laiko, we useless ones. What do you call haramis? Say haramis, like us, Allah, you allowed us to come sleep in your house. Right, with all our haram activities, what's in our heart, Ya Allah, bad nigahiyo ko, with all our abuse of the eye, Ya Allah, you still let us come in here. You still let us come in here. Imagine a person now who scan our eyes and he's hosting us. And Allah had given him some app now. They scan your eyes and he says, hey, you're looking at my wife. And you're looking at my daughter. You think I'll host you? Allah says, you're looking at all my bandis. They belong to me. And you're using your eyes. Allah says, you're still welcome. You're still welcome. Come and stay in my house. No problem. I'll host you. That host won't host us. He'll kick us out. That now you're in my house and you're looking at all the ladies in the house. What's wrong with you? You're looking out of the window and seeing them now in the garden. You won't tolerate it. Allah tolerates you. Oh, here now you look at the haram things. And remember, all these women are the bandis of Allah. They belong to Allah. And now I'm using my Allah say, you're still welcome. Then the the guna of the ears, the guna of the heart, guna of the eyes, is possibly on this last few moments Allah will forgive it. Allah will forgive it. And the thrill of that, ask a person now who had his ticket booked to go overseas and the agent are taking the call. But where's the visa? Where's the visa? He's not taking the call. Now I want to check in, and then all of a sudden that visa pops up on the officer. Hey, Allah, finally he sent it. Finally, Allah says, you know, it might just come now, pop up now. So just spend your time properly and correctly, it'll just come all of a sudden. Ya Allah, everything, guna maaf, I don't have any inclination anymore, I don't feel like doing haram. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. The last nasihat, inshallah, very important when you come to the end of Ramadan. I will just read this article of our Hazrat Abdul Hamid Sahab. They will conclude, inshallah, won't prolong it. When you come to the end of the amal, how do we seal the amal? How we seal the amal so nobody steals the reward of it. When we are coming back from holiday, Haramain, what do we seal? Our bags. Put the plastic properly, put the tags, everything properly, so the thing must come to the right address and nothing must go missing from there. The same way when we come out from here, we're going to put the seal properly. That now shaitan and nafs can't steal what I'm coming out with. How to put that seal? Now that the divan subhanAllah, the prescription to put the seal on the amal. So when you come out from here, shaitan can't get a gap inside. Shaitan can't get a gap inside, and Allah will teach us a password. This is the password for the customs. If you step by the customs, Allah will say, no, you just use the password over here. You'll get through, don't worry. Allah will give you the password. So you got a contact there also. You got a contact how to get through. Allah will give it. Has just given us all the contacts, all the passwords. Alright? This is what he says. Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala grant us the tawfiq of carrying out different ibadat. Alhamdulillah. We have tarawih. We have Quran tilawat. We have zikr. Alhamdulillah. All the beautiful khana peena Allah Pa gave us, hosted us in the masjid. Subhanallah. We had no fikr where the food is going to come from. Nothing. We had no fikr of 10 days of milk and bread also. Everything was just delivered. Served to us, subhanallah. The whole khidmat jamaat. Yes, you all just sit. You all just sit like kings. We'll bring the tea to you. We'll bring this for you. We'll bring that for you. What you want, how you want it. Behind the scenes, brothers are ordering the food. Make sure now, bright like this. Make sure for, they must get this type of food. Subhanallah. How Allah Ta'ala made a plan for us. We're sitting in the house of Allah. Allah says, see, you're sitting here. I'm sorting out for you. I'm sorting out for you. So different of says of ibadah. Really, it is His kindness and grace. If we are able to do any good, we should keep in mind the words of Hazrat Shu'aib, alayhi salatu wasalam, wa ma tawfiqi illa billah. And my ability to do things comes from none except Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Only Allah allowed this to happen. Nobody else. Yes, we give the credit and we shukriya to our wives also. They give us opportunity to let us go and sit in the masjid. They get the full reward of it without any shortcomings. When the Nabi of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is acknowledging that the ability to do is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we too should also acknowledge and recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's favors upon us. The shukr to Allah. Ya Allah, give us a tawfiq. Shukr to you. And another ayat Allah ta'ala informs us that whatever blessings you have is from Allah. وَمَا بِكُمْ مِنْ نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Every bounty is only from Allah and from nobody else. If a person has established salah in his life and he also makes dua, recites Quran Sharif, keeps occupied in zikrullah, fasts in the month of Ramadan, sits in i'tikaf, pays his zakat, and even goes over and above that in sadqah, fulfills his qurbani, goes to umrah and hajj, and gives the opportunity to render some khidmat of deen, or serves the creation in some way or the other, or does some other good deeds, then this is a tawfiq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for which a person should be grateful and humble. And all this Allah has given us tawfiq, whatever scale or level it may be. For the culmination and the fruition of our efforts, we should try to see our actions through, see through with the following recommended du'as. Of course, we should formulate noble intentions, the most important being that we are seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should commence any work or good deed with the name of Allah. Say Bismillah before we start. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. This invites the wonderful blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and facilitates great goodness. We should also establish our amal and deeds upon the sunnah. At the completion of our amal, we're coming to the end of it. Whether today, whether tomorrow, but we can learn the du'as. We already sent it in the groups already. The five du'as to be read. Short it is also. But it's power packed. The prophets in that, we can't even understand what Allah will give us upon these du'as. So upon the completion of our work or any good deed, we should try to read the following five du'as. I will read it, we can repeat it inshallah. The first one, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Simple dua. Whose dua this is? Said our words. Dua of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. The dua of Ibrahim, we get into Tawbi to read his dua. What a Nabi of Allah. Allah says, my friend, Khalilullah. Allah gave us tawfiq with our dirty tongues to read the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Listen, when he read this dua also, this is dua of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam when he built the Kaaba Sharif. He built the Kaaba Sharif, Naitana ya Allah, Rabbana taqabbal. He said, he built the house of Allah for humanity to the Qiyamah. He said, Allah, please accept from me. Please accept from me. I built now my Kaaba in my heart of a'mal and taqwa. Ya Allah, accept this building of mine now. Don't let it break. Don't let Shaitan come and destroy it. And take out brick by brick. Baitullah, won't tolerate it. So you see, who can bring more ikhlas and sincerity than the Nabi of Allah? Meaning, he built the Kaaba Sharif, what ikhlas? But then he's asking Allah, ya Allah, accept it. Who can match his ikhlas and sincerity? What a great undertaking. Yet look at his humility in asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from him. We should take lesson, do likewise, and adopt the same humility. Often our intentions are tainted by nafs and shaitan. And we find that ostentation, riya, show, or ujub, conceit, or takabbur, pride, steals into our hearts and takes the amal away. So together we're repeatedly correcting our intentions before the amal and the action, during the amal and the action, and at the end of the amal, we should read this dua as well. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا. Ya Allah, you accept from us. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Ya Allah, you're all hearing, you're all knowing. You heard how we read our Qur'an, and how we did our ibadah, and you know what's within the hearts. Ya Allah, you forgive us, and accept our broken efforts. تَقَبَّلْ actually means, it signifies, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ. So the word taqabbal actually means, signifies that whatever we did is not worthy of acceptance. Ya Allah, the broken taqabbal. Ya, just accept it as you did it. Don't pry into it. Don't check it. Ya Allah, as we're just presenting it, Ya Allah, just accept it, please. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He, out of His kindness, accepts it despite our feelings and shortcomings. Second dua, the dua which is mentioned in Surah Al-Kahf. Ma sha Allah, la quwwata illa billah. Short dua, mashaAllah, la quwwata illa billah. Second dua, that which Allah wills, there is no power but from Allah. Ya Allah, you will this to happen for me to come and sit here. I never thought maybe I'll make it. Ya Allah, you brought it. When I saw now the notice on our sunnat itikaf, they said, group closed. Ya Allah, how am I going to get in now? Allah said, no, we'll make a gap for you. Many of us shall know. Hey, so quick that thing was just filled up like that. Where am I going to get a spot for the sunnat i'tikaf? Allah said, no. You're already written over here. I want to get you in. Now we got in. Now Allah made a plan for us, subhanAllah. Allah made it happen. The Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu had related that Rasulullah s.a.w. said, when Allah blesses someone with a bounty, be it with regard to his family, wealth, or children, and he says, Ma sha Allahu la quwwata illa billah. Baby came, pulled out a new car, etc. Right, not on interest, not with insurance, proper, nicely he did it. Say, MashaAllah, la quwwata illa billah. Then no harm, including the evil eye, will come to it except death. Nothing will afflict the amal of his. Nothing will afflict his wife, children, property, anything. Say, MashaAllah, la quwwata illa billah. Finish, he put a seal. Only thing will afflict it is death. When the time is up, nothing can touch you. Hazrat Mawlana Idris Khan Dehlavi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi had explained that on whatever bounty of Allah this is read, MashaAllah la quwwata illa billah, then ni'mat will inshallah never be taken away from you. It will never be taken away from you. When you say MashaAllah la quwwata illa billah. Ibn Kathir, a Mufassir commentator of Quran, he says, Rahmatullah, some of our pious predecessors, Aslaf, had taught us this. When one is amazed at his own condition, when he's amazed at his own condition, Ya Allah, how I had the strength to do all of this. He's amazed also, Ya Allah, I couldn't believe I could stay awake the whole night. I'm amazed at myself also, how I did it. Oh, at least I have 1 hour. Oh, I sat, my brother told me, MashaAllah, I said, this is a mind over matter. I applied my mind and I sat and I never thought I could do it. I did sleep the entire night at 10 paras, not a half is true. At 10 paras in the night. And plus my 8 rakats of tahajjud also I got. And dua, I said, I never thought I could do it. He's amazed at himself, how I did it, I can't believe it. So he says, Ibn Kathir says, Rahmatullah alayhi, that when a person is amazed at his condition, wealth or children, amazing, Subhanallah, Allah, how you give all of this? I came now from a poor family. Allah, how you gave this? My father didn't leave anything much behind for me. And how it just happened like that? How it happened? I can't even understand it. And children Allah gave me. How they say? Ke shaitan ke pet se wali nikla. Here from the belly of a shaitan, Allah Ta'ala gave me a wali of a son. Ya Allah, I was a shaitan. Look at my son, he's a wali of Allah. How it happened? At his age, 15, 16, Ya Allah, which den of vice I was sitting in, my son at 15 is reading Tarabih in the Musalla. Ya Allah, how this happened? I can't understand it. What I wasn't doing. Now my grandchild is reading Quran. Subhanallah, this age already, what did he, I can't even understand it. He's amazed also. But he can't see it. At that age what I was doing, what my children are doing. So he said, when you're amazed at all these things, at your wealth and your children, then he should recite, MashaAllah, La quwwata illa billah. Ya Allah, this is whatever wishes, Ya Allah, this wish is from you, and only from you, it happens by your will. So read this. Allah Ta'ala has given us so many gifts, spiritual, physical and material. Our iman and ibadat are priceless. Gifts and bounties, our health, wealth, our families, children, businesses and so forth, are all bounties. Some Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of which pleases us. We enjoy all these things. Allah gave it. It pleases us. So we should read this dua. Allah Ta'ala will preserve them. Allah will preserve it. By reading these duas, Allah will preserve these bounties of ours. He will not take it away. Of course, for safety and preservation of Allah Ta'ala's bounties, we have to also stay away from sins. Very important. Allah give me a business, I can't bring the bad air in there. As he's telling the brothers now, for the sake of Allah, for the sake of Allah, have only male stuff. We're only man. How many youngsters came to be working in an accounting firm? What's up? Can't work in that office. There's so many ladies there, I don't know where to look. I don't know where to look, I don't know what to do. I'm giving up the job. I can't go back over there. So Allah Ta'ala save us. That if you want to help any widows, you don't have to marry them. We can support them. Why our wife? You maybe want to support the widows in different ways. Or make them work. But they don't have to come work for us. They don't have to now. We can support them also. Allah will give plenty of barakat. The more we take on for the khidmat of deen, Allah will open avenues for them, rosy in our businesses. Allah will give it. So have only male staff. This is the correct way. There's no discrimination, this is our deen and sharia. Where there's fire, the butter will melt. So it must happen no matter what it is. In a very other way, as it says also, we've got to say it sometime. As it says, when the rat is playing in the kitchen, alright, and you put the lights off, or you put the lights on, the rat doesn't see now whether it's going into a black hole or a white hole. It'll run for health, it'll run for shelter. It'll run for its life. It doesn't matter now. It look for some outlet. They say, don't think you're safe. Don't think you are safe. That is only the tea lady. Chai pilati hai. She only gives a tea to drink. But what's in the tea, you don't know. They say, look after yourself. Look after yourself. Many incidents. As the Sheikh has mentioned also, where one day that wife at home had a gardener working for so many years, husband came home during the evening, she was very perturbed. He said, what's wrong? You're looking very disturbed today. She said, yeah, something happened to me today. What happened to you? He said, I don't know, something very strange. What was it? He said, no, that worker we got. Just today some inclination came in my heart. I don't know what it was. I called him in the house, told him clean here, clean there. And just these things were playing, it never happened before. Then he realized what his Sheikh told him. What the Imam will do will affect the Muqtadis also. Your wuzu breaks, the Salah will get spoiled. He was a jeweler. He asked her, when this started happening? She said, no, it was the afternoon, this time, that time. Then he looked in his heart, he made Tawbah Istighfar. At the same time, when he was in his jewelry shop, a young girl came, very beautiful, and his normal tarteeb was in a tie on bangle or bracelet, he put it on the counter. Put it on the counter and not look up. That day, a little bit he was, had his guard down. So when the girl came, she wanted a certain bangle. So he took it off, he said, I'll put it on for you. So he held her hand and he took some haram enjoyment from that. When that was happening to him, this was happening to his wife at home. This is happening to her at home. Ripple effect. It's a ripple effect. We feel that nothing, it doesn't happen. It doesn't affect my wife, it affect my daughter's marriage. It affect my son's marriage. I'm the imam of the house. It will affect them. The TV at home, what I'm doing on the phone, will affect my family because they say that the children are a portion, Jews of you. They are a portion of you, portion of your flesh. They still belong to you. So whatever you're going to do will still have an effect on them. Your taqwa, you have no time to go into the whole detail. But your taqwa, Al-Ma'lusi says, Rahmatullah Ali, the taqwa of the father will go down 7 generations. So you can imagine his evil habits what will happen to. Well, Yaqub Sarampuri used to say that ek aurat bani puri nasal bani. One woman got made in taqwa, generations will be made. One woman is spoiled, generations will get spoiled. So he says what the Imam will do will have effect. Musa alayhi salam story. Khazir alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, they went to the town, Suratul Kahf, first page 16, Bala. فَأَبَوْ أَيُّ ضَيِّفُهُمَا. They went there, they said, we're not feeding you, we're not hosting you. Two Anbiya, Musa alayhi salam, Khazir alayhi salam, who say Khizr. Right? They says, we're not hosting you. So they're leaving the town, Khazir alayhi salam, which is the correct pronunciation, the wall was falling down. The wall was, أَيَّنْ قَدَّ فَأَقَامَ. So فَأَمَّلْ jidar, so that wall, what did he repaired the wall? He put it erect again. Musa alayhi salam said, why are you doing this for them? You didn't host us, and now you're repairing the wall. Finally, the whole story came up. What was the story? That the wall underneath, there was a tree, Kanzul lahuma. Kanzul lahuma wa kana abuhuma saliha. We read tafsir to understand what it means to be a father. Allama Alusi says, rahmatul alayh, that the wall, under the wall, there was a treasure for these two yateen. There were two yateens. There was a treasure that was hidden under there. It wasn't the right time for them to take it out as yet. But the highlighted part of it, وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَا صَالِحًا. Abu is father. So وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَا, their father was a pious man. So he says through the taqwa and piety of their father, some tafsir say no, their grandfather. Some tafsir says the 7th generation grandfather going up because of his taqwa and piety. Allah sent two prophets, messengers of the time, to go and protect the wealth of his great, 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 great grandchildren. Allah sends two Anbiya to protect the wealth, go build the wall, the time is right, then the wall will fall. Allah will take care of your generations like that. Or they squander the wealth, because the head of the family wasn't right. Do it right, and you see generations will enjoy the barakat of it. Barakat, 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 barakat. It all depends on me. How am I going to do it? So here Hazrat says also, you are amazed that your family says la hawla. In saying la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, which means there is no power and strength, but with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is admission and affirmation that on our own we are unable to do or achieve anything. We are 100% fully dependent on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is abdiyat, servitude to Allah. Inshallah ta'ala loves from his servant. Third dua. We should also recite, Alhamdulillahi alladhi. بنعمته تتم الصالحات تتم الصالحات الحمد لله الذي بنعمته تتم الصالحات. Short du'as. What does it mean? All praise and thanks are only for Allah, the one who by his blessing and favor perfected goodness, good works are accomplished. By his bounty I was able to do this. Without his bounty it was not possible. I couldn't do it on my own. By reading this dua, we are acknowledging that whatever is accomplished is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It includes the shukr. It includes the shukr and praise of Allah, which we will earn us the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These noble qualities signify one's servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Aisha radiallahu anha had said, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam saw something that pleased him, he would say, Alhamdulillahi alladhi bi ni'mati tatimmu salihah. Something pleased him, he would say it. So his nice car, Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي بِنِعْمَةِ يَا اللَّهُ your ni'mat, your bounty. Praise belongs to you. And all good things, all good amal, I accomplished through your bounty. So everything attributed to Allah, what will be the bounty, what will be the outcome? Allah will never take it away from you. He says, then he will also recite, Alhamdulillah, عَلَى كُلِّ حَالِ. فَالدُّعَى. فَالدُّعَى. سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ. Read it, سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ. وَبِحَمْدِكَ. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. translation of Allah, you are pure. All praise is for you. And I testify, there is none worthy of worship besides you. I seek forgiveness and pardon from you. Towards the end of his life, Rasulullah ﷺ would supplicate before leaving a gathering. He would read this dua. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. So a man asked the Messenger of Allah, Ya Rasulullah, he has spoken such words as you haven't uttered before. This is towards the end of his life. After every majlis, he would recite this. So he said, it is an expiation. It is an expiation of that which goes on in the assembly. Any shortcomings happen in the majlis? Even informal majlis also, we're sitting with friends, we read this, Allah Ta'ala covers up all the shortcomings and give us the full reward. This was to teach us how to seek forgiveness for our lapses which were unintentionally committed during a gathering or conversation. There was no scope for Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam engaging in anything futile, useless or in vain, but he still had this dua. Then we come to finally the fifth dua. The fifth dua to end our a'mal. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifoon. وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Put a seal on all our a'mal. Glory be to you, O Allah, the Lord of honor, رب العزة, عزت honor. You are the Rabb, عزت honor belongs to you. He is free from what they mushrikeen ascribe to him, and peace on all the messengers. وسلام على المرسلين. May peace be on all the anbiya, all the messengers of Allah. And praise only belongs to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. Rasulullah ﷺ used to recite these ayat after the completion of salah. It has been mentioned that the person who reads this three times after salah will obtain the full reward of his salah. In Tafsir Ma'ariful Quran, the Mufti Shafi Sahib rahimahullah related that Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu has said, whoever wishes to have the best returns, full to the brim on the day of Qiyamah, should recite this at the end of every sitting attended. So we read Subhanakallahumma, I will read this dua also. So much reward you'll get, full to the brim. No shortcoming. The reward of the amal will be magnified and increased immensely. Inshallah, we will, through the blessings of these ayat and dua, secure a greater measure of a reward by Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq to recite this dua today or tomorrow. We send you the groups already. After every amal, read this and you see how easy the amal becomes to you again. It comes to you again. Allah will give you the tawfiq and opportunity. And to do the amal, what do you have to realize? To do the amal, what we need? Hazrat says, we need the car to get there. We need the business to give up the wealth to get there. But what's the object? The amal. So I read the dua, Allah will give tawfiq to do the amal. But when able to do the amal, I need all these resources. What it means then? Taken care of. Taken care of. Because you've got to get to the amal. So Allah says, all this, by the way, things, taken care because you've got to get to the amal. This is how beautiful our deen is. This is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So brother requested, we have a little bit of time now, according to our strength, etc., and give some Quran tilawa. A little bit, Allah is shakur, a little bit do, much reward. Make istighfar, make tawbah, put this in our hand, we lying down also. Very importantly, whatever happened in these 10 days, whether we hurt anybody by mistake, intentionally, unintentionally, we ask for forgiveness, we say we are sorry, forgive us, my side also. Sometimes we said anything, hurt anybody, sometimes progress is too long. Alright, but as I say, in the last 10 days, we take out the angle grinder. Take out the angle grinder, we'll take out the rust now, my own rust. For the rest of the year now, so rust hasn't come on. Alright, so we do the waterproofing, everything. As Hakim Sahib would say, that the Swiss have made waterproof watches. Because scuba diving, so many hundred meters underwater, no vapor will go in there also. He says, once we have taqwa by us, we dig out all the rust, etc., and we do the waterproofing of taqwa, Allah Ta'ala will make the heart depression proof, worry proof, stress proof, and we'll have an absolutely foolproof heart also. Nothing will affect you. I got my Allah. Okay, shout, you can do this. Alhamdulillah. We'll sort it out. Allah will take care of it. Allah is with us. It will happen. Nothing will affect the heart. I still got my amal. So whoever, if we hurt anybody, we say sorry. We make maaf. Anybody hurt us, we already made maaf. Before we got hurt also. Before you said, we already made maaf. Sometimes Light was on, sometimes somebody is talking loudly, make everybody's mouth open and clean heart, we finish off. Together with that, we acknowledge the brothers around us, alhamdulillah, they made our khidmat, that were there for us. And very importantly, as it says, don't eat for free. Don't eat for free. Free chow we all like. We said, make a habit of paying also. The wife also, pay her also. Tell her it was very tasty, well prepared, alhamdulillah, jazakallah, how you take care of me. Please, she'll do the same for you also. But we don't tell her, so she don't tell us. Here also, alhamdulillah, we use the masjid facilities, Allah shukr. So comfortable. We just came in, everything was done. Nurses waiting, cubicles are there. Food, the menu was already laid out, alhamdulillah. So, Allah put in our heart, we can contribute something to the masjid also. When he branches up, turn on the group. The masjid details. Alright? Whatever we can do, EFT, cash, kind, put in Mawana's hand, whether now or later, whatever it is. So let's contribute to the house of Allah. Let's contribute, alhamdulillah, we use the water, the lights and everything else. Whatever we can contribute, you know, all in one little way, inshallah, we give it individually. Alright? Give it individually to Mullah Ibrahim Sahib, whoever it is now, you can do the AFT. And also, our ladies at home, alhamdulillah, they got a lot of money, also they want to contribute. So the EFT details are there also, they can ask for it, they want to contribute also. My husband was there, alhamdulillah, I didn't have to feed him for 10 days. He was taken care of. Allah shukr. So she wants to put from her side also, why not? Give them a chance also. To make the akhirat. Right? One is now we put it on their behalf. But I told you the origin of the tarteeb, put the garam pesa in her hand. So now you know, give, you give it now. Now from her bank account, she will do EFT for the masjid, for the house of Allah. At least she got a contribution in the house of Allah also. Allah Ta'ala fully accepted. So we keep these few things in mind. This is appreciation to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala accept inshaAllah. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد ان لا اله الا انت نستغفرك ونتوب اليك. Very importantly, we make our niyats. What are we going to do? What's our, what they say, succession plan, whatever it is after Ramadan, what I'm going to do. Very importantly, we write it down as a mission that I'm going to do this one gush a week, talim in the masjid, full namazes, majlis, shab guzari. Don't be afraid to put it down. Now you say, hey, we are going to do this. Put it down and make dua to Allah. Allah will give tawfiq for something, inshallah.